Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Wolf's executive order would allow school districts to cap enrollment at charters that aren't providing a, quote, high-quality, equitable education. It would also allow for more oversight of charter management companies.
I want to create a level playing field for all taxpayer-funded public schools.
The governor is proposing new legislation that would establish charter performance standards and place a moratorium on new cyber charter schools. Charter schools are publicly funded but independently run. David Hardy, who founded Boys Latin Charter in Philadelphia and is the executive director of Excellent Schools PA, says Wolf should demand accountability from all schools.
The governor is trying to make it seem like if we fix these things, we've done something to fix public education. I think that is a fallacy.
The Pennsylvania Coalition of Public Charter Schools said it seemed Wolf was abusing his authority and that the group was prepared to challenge the governor's actions in court. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.